Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R. Chief complaint number one, cough. Number two, congestion. Next number is sore throat. Next number is headache. Next number is increased weight. Next number is tiredness. Next number is weakness. Next number is lower extremity edema. Next number, shortness of breath with activity. Next number, arthritis. Next number, histodiverticulitis. Next number, history of kidney stone. Next number is thyroid cyst. Next number is history of fatty liver. Our patient is a 58-year-old gentleman in car wash business who's actively working every day. The most important thing we notice is that he's gained about 40 pounds since last time he was here, which was 2 years ago. Perineopergaph. He does have sleep apnea. He does wear a CPAP, but his current physician, nurse practitioner in town, has not done any testosterone level. I explained to him that most likely he has low testosterone, which goes very much hand-in-hand with sleep apnea. Perineopergaph. He also has the sinus drainage, cough, and congestion that I just mentioned. Perineopergaph. He has a strong family history of coronary artery disease. Recently saw a heart doctor and is in the process of getting a stress test to make sure everything is okay with his heart as well. His diverticulitis has been okay. He wants to be checked as far as his kidney function. Kidneys are concerned because he's had kidney stones in the past many times, period. Allergy, none of drug allergy, except for crawfish. Immunization, never had COVID immunization. Review of system as above. Medication, amlodipine 5 milligrams a day, olmesartan 40 milligrams a day, aspirin 81 milligrams a day, and Crestor 5 milligrams a day. Medical problems, arthritis, diverticulitis, obesity, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, possible coronary artery disease under workup, sleep apnea, kidney stone, status was cholecystectomy with gallstone issues, some diarrhea off and on. Surgery, neck surgery, left knee surgery, toe surgery, cholecystectomy. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, has been married for a long time, has grown children, also raising his grandkids at home now.
See you tomorrow.
Family history is strongly positive for both stroke and coronary artery disease. 320 pounds increased weight, as was mentioned, 98%, 98.1, 16, 61, 137 over 78 heart. Positive some buzz was 2 with Ronchi abdomen. It's soft. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red. Inflamed, neurological non-focal skin surgical rash. TMs are red. Anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Assessment, number 1, bronchitis. Number 2, pharyngitis. Number 3, did not want to be checked for COVID. Number 4, his strep is negative. Number 5, his flu A and B are negative. Number 6, rocephinogram now. Next number is Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number is Zipac. Next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number is Cinnigan DM for cough at night. Next number, continue with hypertension under treatment by cardiology. Next number is strong family history of hypertension. He's been worked up. No, strong family history of coronary artery disease. He's been worked up for coronary artery disease with stress test next week. Next number, kidney stones. We looked at his kidneys. There's no evidence of kidney stone, no hydronephrosis. Next number, status post cholecystectomy. Next number, he does have peripheral vascular disease. Next number, patient does have calcium buildup in his neck, consistent with carotid stenosis. Next number, blood pressure appears to be controlled. Next number, diarrhea related to current issue. Next number, fatty liver, no significant change, needs to lose weight. Next number, check testosterone. Next number, after I get the blood work, make sure his TSH, testosterone, is okay. We're going to put him on a strict diet to lose weight. Next number, continue with workup by a cardiologist. Next number is thyroid cyst. He still has a 0.5 centimeter left thyroid cyst that remains, no significant change. Next number is low extremity edema, is multifactorial. Next number is arm pain is related to DJD and his work, and there's no DVT and or stenosis noted in the upper extremity vasculature. Thank you.